The Adventures of PC 49 by Alan Stranks, being another incident in the career of Police Constable Archibald Barclay Willoughby, with Brian Reese, Joy Shelton, and Leslie Perrins. This week's adventure, The Case of the Green Gollywog.
Who's that?
Could you write me the time?
Joan, what's the idea? It's 1 a.m, time all respectable young women are in bed.
I've been catching up on my correspondence, darling. I just posted my letters and, well, I thought I'd stroll round and see how PC 49 was progressing on his new beat.
It's the worst beat in the division and the loneliest. Which way did you come?
Along the towpath beside the canal.
Then you're a little idiot. There's a lot of very odd characters around these parts. And it... Oh, my goodness.
Well, what is it?
Sergeant Snag. Quick, get in that doorway. If he sees you, I've had it.
Okay, copper. I won't even breathe.
Okay.
Manual 49?
Yes, Sarge.
Thought I heard voices just now when I rounded the corner.
Voices, Sarge? Probably me talking to myself.
Talking to yourself? What's the force coming to? Have you seen Constable Jenkins in your travels?
Jenkins? No, Sarge.
Well, he hasn't checked in at the station.
Hasn't checked in? That's queer. Finished an hour and a half ago when I came on. Perhaps he's a bit off colour and gone straight home.
No, he's too good a policeman to break regulations like that. Anyway, his wife phoned the station. He's not at home and she's worried. Well, carry on, Constable, and keep your eyes peeled. I'll go and see what I can find out.
Okay, Sarge. See you later.
You will. And look out for Jenkins.
Righto, Sarge.
All clear, darling?
Yes, thank heaven. Now, aren't you coming? I'll see you to the main road.
I'll find my own way.
Not along the towpath, you won't. Come on, make it snappy.
Oh, all right, you old fusspot. By the way, who lives in that ramshackle old house over there?
Just across the bridge? That's Cockle's Castle, built by a crazy old barge owner half a century ago. Nobody's lived there for nearly 30 years. He built it too close to the water. It's all moldy and crumbling.
Well, there's somebody there now.
Now, don't be balmy, dear. Even a tramp would pass that place by.
Nevertheless, there's somebody there now. Or there was while you were talking to your sergeant.
What makes you so sure?
I saw a light in one of the ground floor windows. Flickered several times as if someone was carrying a candle or flashing a torch.
Are you certain?
Of course I am.
Better go and have a look. You stay here.
Not likely. I'm coming too.
Well, these windows have been tampered with. The door's still boarded up. Oh, you must have imagined that light.
I saw it all right. What about the back door?
Okay, come on. We'll have a look just to satisfy you. Probably what you saw was the reflection of a car's headlights on the main road.
I tell you, I saw... Wait a minute, Archie. I just kicked something. Flash your lamp here.
Hold on, I'll check for a minute. Now, where was it?
Oh, just here. It was hard and hollow like a box. Give us some light over here. I think it went under these bushes.
I wish you'd go home. Good Lord. Look at this.
Policeman's helmet.
The number's inside. Half a ticker. There. What's it say?
173.
That's Bert Jenkins. There's something wrong here, Joan.
Look at these two long marks on the gravel. What are they?
If I'm much mistaken, they're made by the heels of somebody who's been dragged round the back of the house. Come on, and keep well behind you.
Closer than your shadow, my boy.
There. They lead right up to the back door, and...
Archie, look. It's open.
Shut up, darling. Keep behind me.
Beastly place. It's just like a dungeon. Oh, there's slime on the walls. Oh, Archie, let's get out of here.
Joan, look. Over in that corner.
I can't...
Here, pull yourself together. Hold this lamp. Keep the beam directed over there. Great grief. Poor old 173.
What is it, Archie?
Constable Jenkins.
Is he...
Yep. He's dead. No, keep away, darling. Some swine's batters his head horribly.
An iron bottle Jimmy, I should say, Inspector. An absolutely fiendish attack. The first blow must have killed him, but he's been struck at least a dozen times.
Murdered outside, of course, and dragged in here. Poor old Jenkins.
He was due for retirement in 4 months. 30 years' service, an absolutely unblemished record.
We'll get the scum who did this. Now tell me, 49, where does Miss Carr figure in this affair?
Well, you see, Inspector...
Now, quiet, Miss Carr. I asked the constable.
It was like this, sir. Miss Carr happened to be passing along my beat.
What, at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Talking to yourself, eh?
Surely I've got a perfect right to be posting some letters, Inspector.
So you choose a pillar box a mile away from your home and pass along a deserted stretch of the canal to reach it.
Never mind that now, right? Obviously, Miss Carr couldn't sleep without another glimpse of this precious copper of hers. Now then, Constable, what made you decide to investigate this place?
Well, Sir Jones said she saw a light in one of the windows. I knew the place was derelict and thought I'd better check up.
A light? Then there may be someone in the house still. We'd better...
Oh, I don't think you'll find anybody here, sir. As soon as we found the body, I sent Miss Carr for Sergeant Snagg. While she was away, I went through the place from top to bottom.
Nevertheless, we'll have another look. Sergeant Snagg, get those two constables from outside and go over this place again.
Right away, sir.
Have a look at this, Inspector.
Where?
Look, in his hand.
What on earth is it?
A little doll of some description. A few strands of wool tied together to form a figure, a sort of thing they use for carnival favors.
Well, don't touch it, man. Let it lie there. Bring your lamp closer, 49.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. What a little green gollywog. Now, I wonder what that means. Do you happen to have a pair of tweezers in your handbag, Miss Carr?
Yes, Inspector. Oh, wait a minute. Here they are.
Thanks. Here, right. Drop it into this handkerchief of mine and wrap it up. We'll get the laboratory to have a look at this.
Right, sir.
A green gollywog. Well, this is about the oddest clue we've ever struck.
Morning, Inspector. Here's 49's report on last night's affair, and this one's a statement from Miss Carr. She's waiting outside to sign it.
Good.
Tell them to come in, both of them.
Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, sir, your handkerchief.
Oh, thanks.
We'll have a report on that gollywog gadget later this morning. Come in, Miss Cobb.
Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning, Miss Cobb.
In you go, 49.
Yes, Sarge. Good morning, all.
Well, Miss Cobb, now you've had time to think things over, can you add anything to this statement?
No, Inspector. It sets out exactly what happened.
Good. Would you care to sign it?
Oh, of course. May I have a pen?
Here, Miss Carr, use this pen. Oh,
thank you, Sergeant. There you are. Oh, darn. I don't think much of this fountain pen of yours, Sergeant.
What's wrong with it?
Well, look, it's leaked all over my fingers.
There's a handkerchief of mine on the desk there, Miss Carr. Wipe your hands on that.
Oh, thanks. Oh, gosh, what a mess. I'll have this handkerchief laundered for you, Inspector. I'll send it back by Archie.
Archie?
She means me, sir.
Oh. Well, Miss Carr, thanks for coming along. You know, of course, in face of this statement, you'll probably be called to give evidence.
I shan't like that much, but you can depend upon me.
Well, there's no need to detain you any longer. Now, right, see if you can chase them up on that laboratory.
So much for the coroner's finding. Murder by persons unknown. Poor old Pop Jenkins. They haven't got a clue down at headquarters beyond the little green gollywog.
Have they found out where it came from?
No. Laboratory test told them practically nothing.
Oh, by the way, Archie, that handkerchief on the table, it's Inspector Wilson's. I've had it laundered. Give it back to him with my thanks, will you?
No, sure. Oh, pure linen for inspectors. Mine's a nightmare utility.
He's got his monogram in the corner, too. Oh, and listen, this will give you a laugh. Do you know that big he-man inspector of yours uses perfume, and very expensive perfume at that?
Wilson? Perfume? Don't be crazy, Joan. He's pure carbolic.
Well, darling, I've had that handkerchief for 2 days now, and believe me or not, it positively reeked of perfume till I'd had it washed. I don't know what it was. I wish I did.
Nonsense.
It's not a brand I know. French, I should think. Maybe he had it blended to suit his own personality.
Inspector Wilson's perfume. Fairly enough.
Actually, you got to the stage where I'm dreaming about green gollywogs. Let's have another look at that laboratory report, right?
Here, Walter.
3-ply merino wool, long staple. Best quality, fast green dye. Manufactured by Mantons of Bradford. Yeah. The doll's a handmade job by the look of it.
There's no record of any such article being sold either in London or the provinces.
What about the fairgrounds?
We've checked them, sir. And the nightclubs and dance halls as far as we're able. Nothing doing.
The only thing left is the perfume on it. What did the lab Waller say about that?
This page, sir.
Usual spirit base. Infinitesimal traces of ambergris point to an expensive product. No trace of vegetable oil, indicating a synthetic fragrance.
We chased up every perfume manufacturer in the country, but this particular stink is completely unknown. Mm. Privately blended, I'd say. Possibly on the continent or in Egypt, where they go in for this business of individual perfumes.
Well, where do we go from here, right? We can't set our men sniffing like bloodhounds at 40-odd million people in the hopes that one of them smells like this gollywog.
Looks like a blind alley, doesn't it, sir?
We've got to find a way out of it, right? Lord knows how. If only this little green man could fall.
Archie, we've walked miles along this towpath, and I'm absolutely parched. I'd love some cider. Or a shandy.
Well, let's slip across that little pub. See? Over there. Looks cheerful and snug.
Okay. Well, I hope they've got a fire. It's nippy tonight.
Yeah. Never been in this place before. What does that signboard say?
Can't see very well.
The green man. Come on. In you go.
Oh, look at that gorgeous fire. And the corner seat's vacant. I'll grab it while you get the drinks, darling.
Okay. Pint of bitter and a shandy, please.
Lemonade or ginger beer?
Lemon, please.
Mild or bitter?
Oh, blimey, bitter, of course, chum.
Well, I ain't a mind reader, you know, chum.
Just as well for you. Snug little place you've got here.
Yeah, and we like to keep it that way. We've got a good regular trade, and we like to keep it select. There you are, two and two.
Well, it's nice to feel you're welcome. Thanks, chum.
Don't mention it, chum.
Hi, Joe. Just a bottle of scotch, will you? The good stuff, and a cider. I'll call him for drinks upstairs.
Okay, Ryan. They got glasses up there.
You want me to say them?
Thanks, Ryan.
Soda or water, Callis?
Fill it up with soda, please.
Oh. You ought to take it neat, Callis. You'll need it that way. There's a shock coming to you, I tell you. There you are.
Now then, let us have it. What is the trouble?
Plenty. I tell you.
Keep your mouth shut, Ryan. I'll do the talking.
Carla, I find it extremely annoying to be kept in the dark like this. I have been conducting, quite successfully, may I say, the continental end of our business for more than a year now.
Agreed.
I flew to England tonight to discover the cause of the hold-up in your deliveries, and what do I find?
I'll tell you what you find, Callis. You find the apple cart's been upset all because of Humpy.
Humpy? Humpy?
Yeah, Humpy. An off-witted griller that Miss Stanton likes to have around.
He's my bodyguard, and I need him.
Oh, should have been rubbed out years ago.
That's quite enough from you, Round. I'll deal with Humpy. You can go down to the bar and bring him up now.
Oh, I'd like to deal with him myself.
If you know what's good for you, Ryan.
Okay, I'm going.
Now, we can talk freely. Now, 2 years ago, Carla, we sent you here to organize the shipment of small arms abroad.
The way you say it, it sounds as if it's merely a matter of stenciling your name on the cases and sending them through the customs. Gun running's no child's play.
And you are no child, Carla. To continue, you did your job remarkably well until a month ago. With things as they are on the continent, we found a ready sale. Then suddenly the shipment ceased. I've come here to learn the reason. What have you to tell me?
You know most of it. I came here and, with your approval, bought the freehold of this place, the Green Man. It was valuable as a rendezvous for our men and a screen for our activities.
Agreed.
A couple of miles along the canal, we found a derelict old house, Cocker's Castle. One of the barge boys put us onto it, with a secret vault below the basement. It has an outlet to the canal through a grating under the footbridge close by.
Very convenient. I presume the goods were brought down from the Midlands by barge.
Yes. The cases were dumped at Cocker's Castle and then transshipped to garbage scows and covered with refuse. Boys were attached to the cases, and when the scows dumped their loads at sea, it was a simple matter for you to mark the boys and pick up the cases.
But now the operation has broken down. Why? And what has become of the last shipment? That represents a small fortune, my dear Carla.
The last shipment's still in the vault.
Ah, then we can move it tonight.
That's what I intended. But I had to wait until the police had taken their attention off the place.
The police? We are under suspicion?
No. And I don't intend us to be. That's why I've had to go slow. The night we were to have transshipped the goods, I sent Humpy to keep watch. Some fool of a constable came to the grounds of the house and... Well, Humpy doesn't like policemen.
Oh, what happened?
A vacancy in that division. And a hole in the police widows and orphans fund. Oh, you needn't worry. They haven't found the stuff.
Oh, in you get.
Miss Carla. Can't I have it back? I want it back. Somebody's taken it away. You gave it to me and I want it back.
What is he raving about?
Oh, he's lost his little doll that Miss Stanton made for him.
Carla, this man is dangerous. You had better get rid of him.
There's nothing he won't do for me. And he's stronger than any three men. Don't worry. He's like a dog. He follows me everywhere and does whatever I tell him.
Please, Miss Carla, let me have my little green man back again.
What is this nonsense about a doll, a green man?
I made him a little green woolen doll. A green man after the name of the pub. He used to wear it in his lapel. It's right, Humpy. I've made you another one. It's over there in that top drawer under my handkerchiefs. Ryan, get it, will you?
Okay. But I'm sick and tired of being a nursemaid to a griller with a baby's mom. Cool. I mean, this drawer done off pull.
That's the perfume sent me, Callis. I'd like some more sometime.
Yeah. Catch, Humpy.
You made me another one, Miss Carla. You made me another one.
Yeah. Let me pin it in your coat.
You're very kind to me, Miss Carla. You're the only one who is kind to me.
I'll be kind to you, Humpy. Just as long as you do what I tell you to.
I'll always do that, Miss Carla. You told me not to let anybody come near the old house that night, didn't you? So when the policeman came...
Humpy. I'm going to tell you something now for the last time. You were never near Cockle's Castle in your life. On the night when that policeman was killed, you were asleep here in the cellar. You'd had too much to drink. I know that because I saw you there, and so did Ryan. So did all the boys downstairs. Do you remember?
I remember now, Miss Carla. Because you say it, I remember.
Good. Now, go down to the bar with Ryan and... Later tonight, we're going to finish the work we started the night...
The night I was drunk in the cellar.
Good boy, Humpy. Yes, the night you were drunk in the cellar. You passed the word to the others, Ryan?
Yeah, they'll be there on time.
Good. When you see me pass through the bar, wait a couple of minutes, then follow me out to the car with Humpy.
Okay, I've got it. I hope it keeps fine for us.
Regular fate. We like to keep it select. I like his idea of select.
Pretty rough-looking crowd, aren't they?
Oh, geez, most of them, judging by their talk. Tougher than the usual run. Don't seem to know any of their faces.
Archie, get an eyeful of Madame X coming down the stairs. I could use that mink tie she's got around her neck. She doesn't seem to fit into the picture at all.
What a swarthy-looking blighter with her. Slumming, I suppose. Looks like they've had enough of it anyway. They're going. What are you sniffing for, Joan? You look like a hound that's just found.
I think I have just found. Can't you smell anything, Archie?
Nothing, darling, except this bitter on my moustache. Delicious.
Archie, That woman who just went out, she was wearing exactly the same perfume I smelt on Inspector Wilson's handkerchief. Exactly the same perfume. I take my oath on it.
Joan, you're not suggesting. After all, Wilson's a happily married man, comparatively so.
Darling, you've got a mind like a drain. Of course I didn't mean that. It seems very strange.
Joan. Get an eyeful of that great hulking fellow just leaving the bar.
Where? Oh, he's a repulsive-looking brute. Oh, I look at him.
The left lapel of his coat. Quick. Look before he goes out.
Good Lord. It's...
Yes. A little green gollywog. Come on.
There they go, Archie. That car.
Hi. Wait a minute. Stop. No good. Got clean away. Didn't even get the number. But it was a limousine, a Morland, I think. Come on.
What are you going to do?
Get to a phone box as quickly as we can and ring headquarters. Come on, hurry up. Oh, why does everything have to happen on my night off duty?
Archie. Archie, what a fool I am. I've got it.
You've got what?
Inspector Wilson's handkerchief.
What are you blathering about? Come on, woman. There's a telephone box on the other side of the bridge from Cockle's Castle. We'll use that one.
Cockle's Castle? Archie, the jigsaw's falling into place.
Joan, for Pete's sake.
The green gollywog. Listen, Archie. Sergeant Wright found a little green gollywog, a green man, in Constable Jenkins' hand. Inspector Wilson wrapped it in his handkerchief. Next day, he loaned me that handkerchief. I smelled perfume on it. That perfume was transferred from the gollywog.
So what?
Whoever killed Jenkins must have been wearing the gollywog, probably in his lapel, just like the man we saw tonight, and Jenkins grabbed it.
But a brute like that wouldn't use perfume.
No, but that woman uses it, the same perfume. They're all in it together, Archie. They must be.
My Sunday helmet. Come on. The telephone's a couple of hundred yards around this corner.
Archie, look. What's that over there?
Oh, it's a car parked without lights, but I've no time for... Wait a minute. It's a Morland limousine. Joan, it's the car Madame X and Co. drove away.
Oh, Archie, what does it mean?
I think it means the murderers have come back to the scene of the crime. Joan, sprint up to that call box.
No, no, Archie. This time I won't. They've already killed one policeman. They're not going to kill you.
Now then, darling.
It's no use arguing. We'll both go to the phone and ring for reinforcements.
Listen, my sweet little fool. Somewhere over there are people who are responsible for the death of one of our blokes. Every second counts. I don't know what they're up to, but they may move off at any minute. If we miss them this time, we may never catch up with them again. I've got to go across. And you know it, don't you, darling?
Yes, you great big flat-footed fool, but of course I know it.
Then you go and phone at once.
Who said I wouldn't? But, oh, darling, do take care.
Very ingenious indeed, Carla, that grating. No wonder the police didn't find it.
Lucky for us, they didn't. Well, Ryan can keep things moving here all right now. He knows what to do. We'll go back and sit in the car till they've finished. Humpy?
Yes, Miss Carla?
You will not let anybody come into the grounds.
That's right, Miss Carla. I won't let anybody come into the grounds.
If they do.
Humpy knows what to do, Miss Carla.
Come along, Carla. I do not feel safe here.
DDI's office, Detective Sergeant Wright speaking. Inspector Wilson, just a moment. For you, sir.
Hello, Wilson speaking. Who? Oh, Lord, Miss Carr, what do you want at this time of night? What's that? Come where? Cockles Castle? What on earth for? PC-49's doing what? You've got to go and help him arrest who? Here, hi, come back. Your plastic is gone.
What's it all about, sir?
I gather that PC-49's run to earth the gang who murdered Constable Jenkins. And that girl of his has gone to Cockles Castle to help him arrest them.
Sounds sheer lunacy.
So does everything that interfering young jackanapes does. But he usually turns out so blasted, right? Come on.
But I wish I knew where your twin brother was, and then I could wear you both. I could. Who's that?
Take it easy, chum. I'm a police officer. No, no, stand back.
A policeman? I'm gonna kill you for Miss Carla, like she said, like I killed the other one.
So you are the swine who murdered Jenkins.
Miss Carla doesn't like policemen.
You swine. Cop this one.
Now I've got you. Now I've got you.
Put your foot down, Constable. Over the bridge to the left, it's just... Look out for that girl!
There.
Miss Carr, you incredible little idiot.
Quick, the car down the side street there. I've let down the tires, but they might...
Whose car is it?
It belongs to the people who murdered Constable Jenkins. For Pete's sake, Inspector, get cracking.
Turn round quick, Constable, after them.
Quick, Miss Stanton. There's a car out. A cop has just arrived. The jig's up. Here, let's get out of this. Or we're all for the hour jump.
Humpy!
Never mind, Humpy, get going!
What's wrong? She's bumping all over the place.
Some swans that are tires now.
Forget the tires. Put your foot down and get all you can out of her.
Edge him into the curb, Constable. That's the stuff. They'll get no speed with four flat tires. We've got them cold. Keep edging them in. That's right.
It's no use, Callis. The wheel won't answer. We're finished.
Give me that wheel.
Careful!
Look out!
Thank you.
Archie, where are you?
I'm here, darling. What's left of me? Just about had it.
Oh. Oh, Archie, darling. Your poor face.
Wait, I flash my torch down here now. Have a look at his.
Archie, who is it?
That lump of horizontal muscle is the swine who killed Jenkins.
Is he?
He'll pull through.
But Archie, you couldn't have beaten him.
I didn't. The little green gollywog beat him.
How do you mean?
I got his hands round my throat and I thought I'd had it. And I grabbed his lapel and got hold of the gollywog. He let go of me for a moment to grab it and I hit him. Everything I had left. I was lucky. Don't mind. I think I'm going to faint.
Oh. Archie! Darling! Oh, help! Help!
How are you feeling, Wright?
As if I'd been poleaxed, sir. I thought my skull was fractured when I hit the roof of that car. Are you feeling any better?
Back still hurts a bit. Lucky they were able to give us a private ward together. I'd have gone potty if that young couple came to visit me alone in hospital.
What young couple, sir? Not 49 and Miss Carr.
Who else? The matron came in while you were dozing and said they were waiting downstairs. They'll be here any second. Buck up, Wright. They're limited to 10 minutes. Come in.
You can eat a lot of dirt in 10 minutes, sir.
Good afternoon, Sergeant.
Come in, you too, 49.
Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir. And, I've brought you some grapes, sir. Hope you're feeling better.
Seeing those two black eyes of yours has helped me considerably, Constable. Very kind of you to send for the ambulance to collect us when we crashed.
And to call out the flying squad to pick up the boys at the Green Man.
And to take Humpy down to the station, and all on his day off.
Quite gone.
You busted up a nice little racket there, 49.
Yes. Collared the Stanton woman and Callis, the ringleaders of this arms smuggling business who were going...
Not to mention catching the murderer.
And bringing us a nice bunch of grapes.
Well, I was just lucky, sir.
Now, I'll tell you something, 49. If that gang hadn't smashed straight into us and overturned our car as well as their own, we'd have roped that mob in without any trouble of... Oh, what's the use, right? What's the use?
None, sir. I'm not worrying. These are nice, comfortable beds, and I could do with a spell off duty.
Yes, Inspector. Why don't you both relax for a few days and leave it all to Archie?
Leave it all to... But 49, will you kindly stop eating those grapes?
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir. Sorry, sir.
That concludes The Case of the Green Gollywog, written by Aaron Strax. The cast was as follows. PC 49, Brian Rees. Joan Carr, Joy Shelton. Inspector Wilson, Leslie Perrins. Sergeant Wright, Eric Phillips. Sergeant Snagg, Frank Foster. Carla, Ruth Dunning. Callis, Oliver Burt. Ryan, Roger Snowden. Humpy, John Sharp. Joe, Peter Drury. Production by Vernon Harris.
This program was originally broadcast to home listeners of the BBC.